exodus from Ukraine and growing fear in Russia. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. It's day 11 of the invasion with another attempt at a ceasefire today to give residents a chance to get out. While massive numbers of Ukrainians try to escape, people in Russia are increasingly fearful.
Hundreds of thousands of refugees flooding out of Ukraine. In fact, up to 1.3 million now, but hundreds of thousands coming here to Lviv, a place where refugees are being welcomed in Western Ukraine. People are also flooding out of Russia as well. Try booking a train right now from Moscow to Tallinn or Helsinki. You can't do it.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Lviv, Ukraine, close to Poland. Ukraine is banning men 18 to 60 from leaving with the expectation they may need to fight the Russians. A stark warning for any Americans in Russia.
Do not travel to Russia due to unprovoked and unjustified attacks by Russian military forces in Ukraine. That comes from a new State Department travel advisory that says Americans living in or traveling in Russia should depart immediately. States concerned about the potential for harassment against U.S. citizens by Russian security officials. They're also worried about the U.S. Embassy's limited ability to assist Americans. State says limited commercial flights out of Russia are still available. Overland routes by car are also open. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
MasterCard and Visa suspending operations in Russia.
The MasterCard suspension is effective immediately, with Visa saying it'll work with its clients and partners within Russia to cease all Visa transactions over the coming days. MasterCard said it made its decision after discussions with customers, partners, and governments, saying, quote, the unprecedented nature of the current conflict between Russia and Ukraine and the uncertain economic environment led to the suspension. The announcements come a few days after both Visa and MasterCard announced they'd be blocking multiple Russian financial institutions from their networks.
Fox's Ted Lindner. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
At least 600 homes were evacuated in Florida's panhandle as a wildfire ripped through the area. Governor Ron DeSantis says trees downed in 2018 by Hurricane Michael, combined with low humidity and strong winds, created the perfect storm.
This is a really significant, fast-moving fire, and it obviously has done some damage. But I'll tell you, I thought that given where it was, that you would have way more homes that would have been destroyed by now.
Firefighters managed to save many homes. However, two were lost, 12 others damaged. Fresh off a rally in Hagerstown, Maryland, the so-called People's Convoy is set to arrive today in the nation's capital.
The 30-mile-long caravan's been making its way across the country for the past few weeks and will wrap up the final leg of its protest today in Washington, D.C. The convoy, like the truckers who staged a three-week-long protest in Canada, is protesting vaccine mandates and other pandemic-related restrictions. Capitol Police have reinstalled fencing around the U.S. Capitol, and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin approved a request from Capitol Police for 700 National Guard troops. They're not expected to carry firearms, but will provide command and control services. Convoy organizers have not indicated what they plan to do while in D.C., although they have said they don't intend to disrupt roads or bridges. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
The NASCAR Cup Series continues in Sin City today at 3 p.m. Eastern.
Cup Series drivers get ready to roll the dice to today at Las Vegas Motor Speedway in the Pennzoil 400. Vegas brings some trickery with the need for keen awareness on turns with speed increments all over the map. Austin Dillon, runner-up last week at Fontana, says it's just a matter of rolling with the punches to pull into victory lane.
It is what it is, and you have to try and do your best to miss wrecks without spinning and then also just dry around the track without spinning.
Kyle Larson looking for back-to-back wins. He took the checkered flag at Las Vegas last year en route to his Cup Series title.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. I'm Ann Carrick, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.